So being here is your is it on?
Hey.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Mau Vishnu Padaya. Vishnu Prasthaya Vijayashi Mati Bhakti Vedanta. Swamineshi Namati. Maste Sarasate. Gauravari Pacharani Vivishesha Srinivari Pascharcha Desi Tavani. Homo Gyan Simaran Dasya Garanjana Shulataya Chakshuru Miltam Jain Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Vanshikal Patrityas Chakrita Sindhu Bhiyeva Chakrita Nam Bhavani Yoga Vashkari Yoga. So I just want to say a little bit about the glorification of Lord Nityananda. I have a sheet of paper. I don't think there's one for everybody. You can share. These have some prana mantras of Lord Nityananda. So we can chant these responsibly. So the first prayer, I'll say each word, you say after me, and then we'll just chant it once responsibly. Nityanandam,
Nityanandam,
Aham,
Aham,
Nami,
Nami,
Sarvananda,
Sarvananda,
Param,
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 Parinama,
Parinama,
Padam,
Padam,
Devam,
Devam,
Avaduta, Nityanandam aham naomi,
Nityanandam aham naomi,
Sarvananda param param,
Sarvananda param
param, Harinama pradam devam,
Harinama pradam devam,
Avaduta shiromanim,
Avaduta shiromanim.
The translation, I bow down to the Supreme Lord Nityananda Prabhu, that's Nityanandam aham naomi, who is the awarder of the highest joy to all. Sarvananda Karam Param. He gives the highest joy to everybody. Harinama Pradam Devam, the bestower of the holy name, is the Lord who, Harinama Pradam, who gives the holy name. Avaruta Shiromanam, and the crest jewel of all Paramahamsa Nanditas. A word here is Avaduta. Nityananda was in the renounced order of life, but he was not a formal sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes called him Nityananda Swarup, so that is actually a brahmachari name. So, but his renunciation, he was nevertheless renounced, but that was called Avaduta, which means one who's beyond the regulative principles. That was Nityananda, so sometimes referred to as Avaruta. But like a Paramahamsa, the crest jewel, Shiromani means the crest jewel of all Paramahamsa mendicants. Now the next one is one of the verses in the Sanskrit verses in the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We'll chant that one now. Sankarshana,
Sankarshana,
Karana,
Karana,
Toya,
Toya,
Shari,
Shari,
Darbodha,
Darbodha,
Shari,
Shari,
Cha,
Cha,
Ayodhi,
Ayodhi,
Shari,
Shari,
Sheshascha,
Sheshascha,
Yashyamsha,
Yashyamsha,
Kala,
Kala,
Sa,
Sa,
Nitya Nandakya,
Nitya,
Sankarshana Karana Toya Shai,
Sankarshana Karana Toya Shai,
Darbodha. dashai cha bhayabdhi shai.
Karo dashai cha bhayabdhi shai.
Sheshascha yasham shakala sanitya.
Sheshascha yasham shakala sanitya.
Nandakya rama sharanam mamastu.
Nandakya rama sharanam mamastu.
Translation, may Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. That's at the end, huh? Nityanandakya Rama Sharanam Mamastu. Sankarsana, Sheshanaga, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean, and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. So this is pointing out that Nityananda Prabhu is the incarnation of Lord Balaram. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, incarnation of Krishna in the form of a devotee, so also in the form of a devotee is Lord Balaram. That's Nityananda. So that's how he says here that his expansions, his amsha and kala, his expansions and expansions of expansions are Shankarshan. When Lord Balaram expands, his first expansion is called Mahashankarshan. And then there's a Chatur Yuha, Vasudeva, Shankarshan, Prajumna, and Aniruddha. He's the Shankarshan in that. And then he's also, then their expansion is Karanakoya Shai, the Vishnu who lies on the causal ocean, also known as Mahavishnu. And then Garbhoda Shai, the Vishnu who lies on the Garbha ocean, Garbhoda Shai Vishnu. And Payoda Shai, the Vishnu who lies on the milk ocean. So all these three Purusha avatars, they're also expansions of Lord Nityananda. And then Shesha, Ananta Shesha. Also, an expansion of Lord Nityananda. So all these expansions that of Krishna, of Balaram, then they're also to be considered expansions of Nityananda. Verse I said is there among the beginning verses, and there are many in the whole chapter in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, already the chapter 5 called the glories of Nityananda Balaram. And he calls him there Nityananda Balaram or Nityananda Rama. And in the opening Sanskrit verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which tells about Lord Chaitanya and the confidential and public reasons for his opinion, there's this verse and then another verses which describe, expand on that verse. So there's five verses about Lord Nityananda. We just read this one. I'll read the others. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Shankarshana in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudeva, Shankarshana, Prajumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. I offer my full obeisances under the feet of Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation is called Karuna Dakshai Vishnu, lying on the Karuna ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energies, and the shelter of all the universes. Next, I offer my full obeisances in the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, a partial part of whom is Garbha Dakshai Vishnu. On the navel of Bhagavadachai Vishnu sprouts the lotus that is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of the planets. Finally, I offer my respectful obeisances under the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Shirodakshayi Vishnu is the super soul of all the entities, and he is the maintainer of all the universes, Sheshanara is his further subplot. Well, these other verses expand upon that first verse. Now, the thing to remember that's important about Nityananda Prabhu is just that Lord Balaram is the source of all spiritual strength, and therefore he's considered the original spiritual master. So similarly, Nityananda is his incarnation, specifically to come and preach devotional service. So Nityananda is also the original spiritual master. He is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita as very funny and very merciful. Both of these are his characteristics. So it is said that especially on the matter of mercy, Nityananda Prabhu is exemplary. Person for that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to convert very high class people like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was a great philosopher and logician, the founder of what's called the school of Navanyaya. I looked up his, they have his books in the University of Pennsylvania Library still, the same Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya we read about. Chaitanya Charitamrita, who became a devotee of Lord Chaitanya after he was converted from impersonalism. And also Prakasananda Saraswati, and all his followers, sannyasis and banaras, these very high-class educated people. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very successful. But he was worried that many other people were eluding his mercy. The degraded student class, fallen Buddhists and people like that. And so especially Nityananda was deputed to take care of these people, the most fallen. So it is because of Nityananda Ram that this movement is also here in the West. Because he is actually exhibits mostly the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He's also not different from Chaitanya, but just giving up spiritual power. And so that's why he's describing in this pranam mantra as Harinama Prada. He gives the holy name. So it is said that if one wants the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one has to approach Lord Nityananda. And look from him, all mercy is there. We've been telling some pastimes, you know, the well-known pastime of Jaghai and Madhai, were extremely followed. And they had thrown a broken potsherd at Nityananda, wounded him in the forehead, and Mahaprabhu came and was going to destroy them with the Sudarshana Chakra. And Nityananda Prabhu intervened. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you know, this is Kali Yuga, and you've come to save the fallen. These are representative fallen people. If you kill them, who will be left for you to save? And so, in this way, and then when Jaghai and Madhai, well, especially when Jaghai and Madhai heard this, Jaghai immediately felt overwhelming love for Lord Nityananda. He was the one that had thrown the potsherd at him, and so he fell down and surrendered at the lotus feet of Nityananda, and then later also his brother followed in this. So it's the intervention of Nityananda was very merciful. So in this chapter, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the glories of Nityananda Balaram, there's a discussion of Nityananda's transcendental position. All these verses are expanded upon at great length. They're very much worth reading. And there's a great deal of philosophy in there. But I just want to read the end of this chapter, because Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, then wants to tell his personal story how he received the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So he says, the ocean of Lord Nityananda's glories is infinite and unfathomable. Only by his mercy can I touch even a drop of it. Please listen to another glory of his mercy. He made a fallen living entity climb to the highest limit. To disclose it is not proper, for it should be kept as confidential as the Vedas. Yet I shall speak it to make his mercy known to all. O Lord Nityananda, I write of your mercy out of great exaltation. Please forgive me for my offenses. Lord Nityananda Prabhu had a servant named Sri Niniketana Ramdas, who was a reservoir of love. It is said in the Gaura of Kamadesha Deepika that Niniketana Ramdas was an incarnation of Shankarshan. Well, actually, he's an expansion of Nityananda. At my house, there was Sankirtan day and night, and therefore he visited there, having been invited, that is, Niniketana Ramdas. Absorbed in emotional love, he sat in my courtyard, and all the Vaishnavas bowed down at his feet. In a joyful mood of love of God, he sometimes climbed upon the shoulders of someone offering obeisances, and sometimes he struck others with his flute or mildly slapped them. Whenever someone saw the eyes of Niniketana Ramdas, tears would automatically flow from his own eyes. For a constant shower of tears flowed from the eyes of Niniketana Ramdas. Sometimes there were eruptions of ecstasies like kadamba flowers on some part of his body, and sometimes one limb would be stunned while another would be trembling. Whenever he shouted the name Nityananda, the people around him were filled with great wonder and astonishment. One respectable Brahmana named Sri Gunarnava Mishra was serving the deity. When Niniketana was seated in the yard, this Brahmana did not offer him respect. Seeing this, Sri Ramdas became angry and spoke. Here I find the second, Romaharshana Sutta, who did not stand up to show honor when he saw Lord Balaram. What's that? Is somebody's cell phone? After saying this, he danced and sang to his heart's content, but the Brahmana did not become angry, for he was then serving Lord Krishna, the deity. The point is that he said this, is that he could tell that some people did not appreciate who Nityananda was. And so for this reason, Niniketana Ramdas was neglected by this Brahmana. And so he could see that the reason he didn't offer him respect was, it wasn't that he was interested in respect for himself, but he could see that actually in the Brahmana's mind was this lack of respect for Lord Nityananda. That's why he said he's another Romaharshana Sutra. He didn't remember who didn't show respect to Lord Balaram. At the end of the festival, Niniketana Ramdas went away, offering his blessings to everyone. At that time, he had some controversy with my brother. My brother had firm faith in Lord Chaitanya, but only a dim glimmer of faith in Lord Nityananda. Knowing this, Sri Ramdas felt unhappy in his mind. I then rebuked my brother. These two brothers, I told him, are like one body. They are identical manifestations. If you do not believe in Lord Nityananda, you will fall down. If you have faith in one but disrespect the other, your logic is like the logic of accepting half a hint. This is called Ardha Upita Nyaya, the fallacy of a man has a, farmer has a hint. He likes the A laying hint, but he doesn't like the other hint that you have to feed. So decides to cut it in half. It would be better to be an atheist by slighting both brothers than a hypocrite by believing in one and slighting the other. Thus Sri Ramdas broke his flute in anger and went away, and at that time my brother fell down. I have thus described the power of the servants of Lord Nityananda. Now I shall describe another characteristic of his mercy. That night, when he rebuked his brother, that night Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream because of my good quality in chastising my brother. In the village of Jamalpur, which is near Naihati, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream. And there's instructions in the purport how to get there by railroad. I fell at his feet, offering my obeisances, and then he placed his own lotus feet upon my head. "Arise, get up," he told me, again and again. Upon rising, I was greatly astonished to see his beauty. He had a glossy, blackish complexion, and his tall, strong, heroic stature made him seem like Cupid himself. He had beautifully formed hands, arms and legs, and eyes like lotus flowers. He wore a silk cloth and a silk turban on his head. He wore golden earrings on his ears and golden armlets and bangles. He wore tinkling anklets on his feet and a garland of flowers around his neck. His body was anointed with sandalwood pulp, and he was nicely decorated with tilak. His movements surpassed those of a maddened elephant. His face was more beautiful than millions upon millions of moons, and his teeth were like pomegranate seeds because of his chewing betel. His body moved to and fro, right and left, for he was absorbed in ecstasy. He chanted, "Krishna, Krishna," in a deep voice. His red stick moving in his hand, he seemed like a maddened lion. All around the four sides of his feet were bumblebees. His devotees, dressed like cowherd boys, surrounded his feet like so many bees and also chanted Krishna, Krishna, absorbed in ecstatic love. Some of them played horns and flutes, and others danced and sang. Some of them offered betel nuts, and others waved chamara fans about him. Thus I saw such opulence in Lord Nityananda Swarup. His wonderful form, qualities, and pastimes are all transcendental. I was overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy, not knowing anything else. Then Lord Nityananda smiled and spoke to me as follows. "Oh, my dear Krishna Das, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things." After saying this, he directed me toward Vrindavan by waving his hand. Then he disappeared with his associates. I fainted and fell to the ground, and my dream broke, and when I regained consciousness, I saw that morning had come. I thought about what I had seen and heard, and concluded that the Lord had ordered me to proceed to Vrindavan at once. That very second, I started for Vrindavan, and by His mercy, I reached there in great happiness. All glory to Lord Nityananda Balaram, by whose mercy I have attained shelter in the transcendental abode of Vrindavan. All glory to the merciful Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana. By His mercy I have attained the shelter of the great personality Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and by His mercy I have found refuge of Sri Swarup Damodar. By the mercy of Sanatana Goswami, I have learned the final conclusions of devotional service, and by the grace of Sri Rupa, I have tasted the highest nectar of devotional service. All glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha and Govinda. I am more sinful than Jagannath and Matai, and even lower than the worms in the stool. Anyone who hears my name loses the results of his pious activities. Anyone who utters my name becomes sinful. Who in the world but Nityananda could show his mercy to such an abominable person as me? Because he is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish the good from the bad. He delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore, he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. Although I am sinful and am the most fallen, he has conferred upon me the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. I am not fit to speak all these confidential words about my visiting Lord Madan Gopal and Lord Govinda. And then he glorifies the deities Vrindavan in this way, which I won't have to skip. Just come to the conclusion. He says, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are the life and soul of these Vaishnavas, those that live in Vrindavan, and who do not know anything but devotional service to Sri Radha and Krishna. The dust and shade of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas have been granted to this fallen soul by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda said, in Vrindavan all things are possible. Here I have explained his brief statement in detail. I have attained all this by coming to Vrindavan, and this was made possible by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. I have described my own story without reservations, the attributes of Lord Nityananda making me like a madman force me to write these things. The glories of Lord Nityananda's transcendental attributes are unfathomable. Even Lord Shesha, with his thousands of mouths, cannot find their limits. So this is his own testimony to Lord Nityananda. So we should understand this about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. They have come for the specific purpose of spreading the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to go on his tour of India, Nityananda said, your name will be chanted in every village. So he just said every village. So in a way, you may have thought that that was every village in South India where Mahaprabhu was going, but actually it's every village in the world. So this is Nityananda Prabhu's benediction. So because of these two, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in the same day of Brahma that Krishna and Balaram were sent to display their Vrindavan pastimes. And it is only through Chaitanya and Nityananda, by their mercy and by engaging in their service, that we can attain the service of Radha and Krishna, Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. So therefore we have Gaur-Nitai on our altar, and we worship them. At the same time we worship Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. Well, these two go together. There's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Here's Krishna and Balaram, Supreme Personalities of Godhead. They've come to show us how to be devotees. And by following them and serving them, we can also, the more we please Nityananda, the more we please Lord Chaitanya, the more we will able to be able to take shelter of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. This is the testimony here, Krishnadas Kaviraj himself. Thank you very much. Nityananda Rama Ki Jai. Well, I've done a little overtime. Was our MC or what happened? Who's doing the next part of the program? You want to know?
Supervisor.
Huh?
Supervisor.
Somebody better tell him.
He's coming, right?
Yeah. You can call him.
At the end.
Okay.